The regular recommended daily dose of funny is just not enough. Thankfully, we have Extra Funny with TJ and Riggins.
You know, we need to get some of these introductions and all of that cut that say vacation extra funny or extra funny vacation.
Yeah.
Because that's what these are for. These are specifically for when we are on some sort of a vacation, Christmas or summer, spring, fall break.
Winter break.
Yeah.
Winter solstice. We do be breaking.
But yeah, this is, I guess we're all enjoying family time right now when the people are listening to this, when the sad sacks who are just so desperate for entertainment are listening to this.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I hope that's not what I'm doing.
I always think about around this time of those strip club reviews where the guys are like, they go eat at the strip club on Christmas Day.
Yeah. Aww.
And they get mad when like the meal isn't up to snuff or something. Or
right, we had one of those the other day.
Just not too long ago. He goes, you know, what are you going to do about all the guys that eat here, you know, are looking forward to a good meal on Christmas Day? And you think, like, wow.
Well, I don't know if I feel worse for them or the girl working on
the
Christmas
girls
Day.
Right.
Well, yeah, it's like, what?
But you got to figure that the girls working, they don't have family to be getting together with anywhere. Right. If they had a strong support system, they wouldn't be at a small town strip club on Christmas Day.
And the guy eating might have taken his family, so maybe he's got family.
Now that is a great Christmas time. Oh. What's your Christmas tradition? I load the wife and kids up and we go eat Christmas dinner at the strip club.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Love that.
Yeah.
It's so perfect.
Merry, merry. Mm.
All right, so we got some more vacation extra funny for you coming up next. Hang
on. More extra funny next. Welcome to Extra Funny with TJ and Riggins.
So, vacation extra funny. That's what this is. Yes, sir. Yes, ma'am.
Yeah. You're probably in Tennessee right now, aren't you?
No, I don't know.
You don't know?
I don't know. I'm not so sure that we're... I mean, because by the time we...
what are you going to say? Sure, we're going. Yeah.
By the time we hire somebody to come be a house sitter and then we got the extra security people there to make sure nobody's Joe Burrowing me and
sure
all of that, it's expensive.
Yeah, Joe Burrowing
you.
Yeah, what are we going to do about Joe Burrow's situation? That is something stinks about that whole scenario. Something stinks.
Well, I haven't heard anything else about it that, you know, because at first you're like, okay, well, why was this swimsuit model at his house?
Right.
Joe Burrow's house got broken into in Cincinnati. And they say that she works for him. But he wouldn't
personal
be
assistant. It's like
he wouldn't be dumb enough to have some extra girlfriend just going in and out of his house. Woody, while he's off playing a game, because I mean he's been with the same girl since he was in high school. I think they went to high school together, and they're engaged, aren't they?
I think they were engaged at one point.
And if she was at the game, maybe he didn't know anyone would find out if his girlfriend was at his house. I don't know. Yeah. I'm just throwing options out.
Then the girlfriend's not the girlfriend, the girl who was at Joe Burrow's house, who's not the girlfriend, her own mother called and said, hey, my daughter's over at Joe Burrow's house. She lives there. And I believe she...
Did she say she lives there?
I think so. And, you know, they had referred to her as his personal assistant.
Maybe she's best friends with the fiance.
You can only hope. But he did that press conference. He was like, my right to privacy has been destroyed. That's the worst part about living this public life. So he does feel like...
Yeah.
Oh... it's so unfortunate, but you are a public figure, and you know, it's what happened. So, I don't know.
Yeah, I love him.
I know you.
He'll always have a special place in my heart.
Yeah,
for taking them LSU Tigers to the national championship, the greatest college football team ever assembled, 2019 LSU Tigers.
Mm. He must get as many hot chicks as possible now.
I just don't picture. Allegedly. I don't picture Joe Burrow having moves. You know what I mean? With the ladies. I don't. Because he's so into the competition of football and such a steal. Like, kind of like Peyton Manning. I wouldn't have figured Peyton Manning would have moves on chicks when he was young because he's just like just complete scholar of football. And he never thinks about anything else.
But do the chicks have moves on them?
Well, they would have to, you know, I would think, to get them distracted. Mm-hmm. But, I mean, that's why I don't know when Peyton met his wife. He may have met her when they were in college together or something. I don't know. But, you know, Joe Burrow having a girlfriend from high school all the way until now, that makes sense. Because sure. All he's thought about since high school was getting to the NFL and excelling and, you know, doing all this stuff.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I love that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. But he grew up in Ohio.
Yeah.
So now he's like, oh, this swimsuit. He's like, we don't have girls like this in Ohio.
Yeah. Gotta be my assistant.
Yeah. Where'd they find you? Yeah. She's like, I'm from Miami or wherever she's from. Yeah. Somewhere hot.
Yeah.
You know.
It's like, what can I help you with today? You can go out to my pool, put on a bikini. Yeah. Get my binoculars.
Be my personal assistant by giving me healthy distractions from football.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. I don't know what's going on, but.
But I mean, that does, I think it makes sense for a young woman like that, instead of calling 911, to call her mom first.
Yeah.
Mom, you're not going to believe this. And her mom's like, well, call the police.
Right.
Yeah.
Don't call me. Call the police. That's, call them for me.
Yeah.
Because, you know, she's probably a Zoomer, a Gen Z, mm-hmm. and they don't know how to talk to people on the phone.
Yeah.
I think if I was super young, I mean, even in my 20s, I think I would call my mom too. Mom, guess what? Like,
I don't know. You know?
Yeah,
that's a girl move. Yeah.
Yeah. Mm. Yeah, ding dong. Don't call me.
What are you doing?
Yeah. What's the number for 911, mom?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Help. Yeah.
And her name is Olivia. And I believe the girlfriend's name is Olivia too, I think. Hmm. Kind of a weird coincidence.
So crazy.
But I don't hear gossip going on about that.
Yeah.
You do? You hearing it? Because I'm not. I just, you know, I keep up with some of the sports stuff, but, you know, I'm not real big on sports commentators and all. Yeah. So.
Well, this is more like a TMZ story.
Yeah. Maybe he's got a good PR team that's keeping it.
Well, I mean, you can't get more gossipy and old woman-like than some of those ESPN panels and stuff.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I mean, they act like old bitches.
Yeah.
Old nags.
It's funny.
Gossiping.
It's funny too, because they don't look it, but then when they start going,
mm-hmm.
like the Taylor Swift stuff.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Crazy.
Like, what's the tea, girl?
Yeah.
Like these big old burly men. What's the tea?
Yeah, but the ones who aren't former football players and all, they're usually just nerds and, mm-hmm. you know, kind of squirrely looking guys, mm-hmm. and they'll get into all that kind of stuff. Mm-hmm. You know, they were the statisticians and all mm-hmm. in school.
Ah, yeah.
Mm-hmm. So they loved to gossip with the cheerleaders standing behind them, you know, because they're over there with the clipboard and all that.
Yeah.
I don't know. I'm just kidding. But I'm not a big fan of sports people, sports broadcasters.
Yeah.
A lot of them seem so fake.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And they're all liberal. Sports media is more liberal than the regular media.
Hmm.
And the Lord doesn't like that. Mm-mm. The Lord will get put right out with you. Mm-hmm. Or right put out with you. Yeah. Get in there and start doing all that gossiping, especially about Joe Burrow.
Yeah, I hope mm-hmm. he's all right.
Joe Shiesty.
That's a double whammy. Your house gets broken into, and now people are discussing like your personal romantic life.
Yeah.
That's like, oh, damn.
Yeah. I would have rather just my house got broken
hell
into.
Hell yeah. Because yeah. everybody feels bad for you, and they're like, oh, well, you know, insurance has to pay out now because it's national news.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's like when one incident happens that gets the attention, but then that attention goes to whatever it was that you were doing that you didn't want anybody to know.
Hell yeah.
Like, there's a college football coach, and I don't know where he's coaching now, but he was the head coach at Arkansas, and his affair was uncovered. He was messing around with a college, maybe an intern or something, some young, if I remember correctly. And the way that it was found out is that she was on a motorcycle with him, and he had a wreck.
Oh, no. Oh, it's exactly like the same thing.
Yeah, giving her a ride on his motorcycle, and there was some kind of a wreck. And they were like, why is this girl on the motorcycle with him?
Yeah, so in Joe Burrow, I feel more bad for Joe Burrow because at least he's not.
Yeah, you know, he's not the one doing it.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. This coach is a stupid idiot prancing her around in public, especially on a motorcycle.
Yeah.
Yeah, that same exact thing happened with a coach that I had growing up in high school.
Yeah, I remember.
And the coach and the somebody that worked in the office, the principal's office, who was a an adult, not a kid working in there, had a wreck at lunch. They had gone off during lunch, and he was in her car, I think, or vice versa, and they had a little fender bender. And they were like, why were you two together in the middle of the day?
She was hungry.
We was just going to Arby's.
Feed the needy.
They had a hunger, all right.
Yeah. She had the meat, whatever.
Okay.
Yeah, sorry.
You say she wasn't no vegetarian.
Maybe not.
That's what you're saying.
Maybe not, buddy.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe not.
It's Extra Funny with TJ and Riggins.